The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. You can't win if you don't play.
It was good. It was good to get back on the field. You know, it makes for the way we played Thursday night, it makes for a long weekend, but it was good to get back out here today. Good to be in meetings and go through the film with them this morning.
How are the guys physically with the rest?
Well, I mean, we're still banged up, but we're working through that.
Can how much will a running game help what's going on up front with you guys?
I don't think it could hurt.
Yeah.
So, something obviously we're going to continue to try to work on.
What was the difference between the first couple of weeks and the last 2 weeks when it came to the sacks that were allowed? Have you seen a difference, or is it just a fluke?
I hope it's a fluke. I mean, I think some of it's situational. You know, I think we gave up 3 sacks at the end of the game last week, which were purely because of where we were, down 2 scores. You know, sometimes when you spread it out and you go the no huddle, those kind of things will happen. But it doesn't matter. The bottom line is we can't give up that many sacks, so we've got to get better. We got to address it and continue to try to work to get back to where we were the first couple of games.
I talked to Russ about the personnel you've got. Simply the tackles member was called due to injuries, and they've got to step up. That's what the NFL is. Is that your way you look at it?
Yeah, but it's not all just the tackles. I mean, I wish you could put your finger and say that was it. There's a lot of things going on that cause those things, whether it's you know, sometimes it's the quarterback, sometimes it's the guards, the center, sometimes it's a back getting beat. So, you know, it's easy to point to the line and say it's their fault. But regardless of all of that, we've given up too many sacks. So whatever we got to do to get that fixed, that's what we're working to try to do.
Is that also so when you keep a guy in health? You can only do that so many times. You can't make a living strategically.
Are you arguing at that point?
No, I think it's a good
point. Is there a question there?
Put a question mark at the end of what I said. How do you feel about that, the way that look at it? Is it just too hard to keep a guy in too many times?
Well, I mean, I think you present some problems, some situations when you do that. If they get a beat on you for doing that, they're going to bring extra guys and do stunts and make things a little bit more difficult. So, you know, this game's about being able to mix things up, trying to do that.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I suspect there's only so many guys that can do that effectively. We got the 2 tight ends.
Well, I mean, you got to use your tight ends, your backs. You know, you've got to sometimes quick throws. All those things are things that you've got to do.
And then facing a defensive front with guys like Mario Williams.
I don't know much about him yet. I've studied him, but it doesn't. You're going to face those guys every week. It doesn't matter if it's this week or next week. That's the way the NFL is. So, you know, regardless of who you're facing, we've got to do a better job of protecting our quarterback and running the football. Everything's my number one attention. That's my job. But, you know, I'm not going to tell you that we're going to continue to work on those things.
You talk about the status of Ryan Williams. Can you tell us after that ferocious hit?
Yeah, unfortunately, Ryan has an issue with the shoulder that's going to require surgery. So that's going to put him out for the season, which is tough. You know, I mean, it's a tough thing for Ryan. We didn't think after the game that was going to be the case. But in getting the test done on it and talking with the doctor yesterday, it's something that's going to require surgery. It's not going to be any long-term effects, and you know, but the timetable for recovery is probably 3 months, so that puts him at the end of the season.
Boy, how does that make you feel for him personally?
Horrible for Ryan. But what I told Ryan when we sat down was that at least this time he won't have to deal with it through an off-season. He'll be able to go through the off-season program. He'll be able to go through practices, and that'll get him in better shape, ready to go for next year. Well, I mean, we'll look and see. We'll explore options there. It's a good thing that we're getting the rod back. And, you know, Wepo had a really good preseason. And we've got Alfonso, who did some things for us last year. But we always look for opportunities.
Can you go with what you've got, though? So being back?
Yeah, I hope so. That's what our plan is. I feel good about the guys that we've got. I mean, we're always going to look to get better at every position. And if that opportunity is there, then we'll certainly try to act on it. You know, I guess it seems that's the NFL. You know, teams have to fight through adversity and keep going. We've done a good job of that first 5 weeks of the season, and now we got another challenge. But that's okay. We'll work through it.
Does it keep you optimistic seeing that preseason that William Powell had? That was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's certainly encouraging. He's got to get in there and get reps. He's been practicing. he played the last couple of weeks. So, you know, it is certainly comforting to know that you have William and that you have Lerod. And like I said, we do know something about Alfonso.
What was the issue with the shoulder specifically? You said some.
I wish, Scott, I could tell you. There's a little bony process at the top where it connects, and I don't want to go into details, but it requires surgery to fix it.
Found that out today?
Found that out today? No, I found that out earlier.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Thank you.
Score a chance at a Cardinals VIP experience and a $1,000 gift card when you purchase Arizona Lottery tickets at one of the Albertsons events. Visit ArizonaLottery.com for details.